Hello.
Hello. Hi, Ronald?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Rick. I'm calling you from National Opinion Service. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Great. Just a second. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I probably will vote.
Probably will or probably will not?
Probably will.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. May I ask you what's your age, or you prefer not to say?
57.
57, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask you your race?
My what?
Your race, your ethnicity.
Oh, white.
White, thank you.
Yeah.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you dissatisfied? Or are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed to?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, thank you. Now I like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organization, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not have particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 again, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please let me know. I have an option for that too, okay?
Okay.
Have you heard about the critical race theory or CRT?
I have no idea.
No idea, okay, thank you. Have you heard about, what's your opinion of your local school board?
I don't have any children, so I really don't deal with the school board, so I don't have an opinion.
Perfect. And do you have an opinion about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT, or you have no opinion?
I have no opinion.
No opinion. Thank you. Do you have an opinion of the public charter schools?
I have no opinion.
No opinion. Thank you. I know maybe you do, but this is just part of the protocol. Do you know Joe Biden?
Personally, no, but I know who he is, yes.
Okay. And may I ask you, from 0 to 100, which would be your opinion about him?
Oh, probably about 50%. I don't really have an opinion one way or another about him. I really don't like anybody in politics, so.
Okay, thank you. The next person, like I said, I know you do, but just mm-hmm. to make sure, do you recognize the name of Donald Trump?
Yes.
Okay, so from 0 to 100, how would you say you feel towards him?
Zero.
Zero, thank you. About the public school teachers, do you have an opinion about it?
About public school teachers?
Public school teachers, yeah.
I think they're highly underrated, and I think they should be given raises.
Okay, so this is an organization. So towards them, from 0 to 100, how would you feel about them?
Oh, at least anywhere from 75 to 90. I'd probably give them 90. Yeah, I'd say about 90.
90, thank you.
Yeah, I don't think anybody gets 100, but go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And what about the public schools from 0 to 100? How do you feel about them? Or you don't have any opinion?
I really don't have an opinion. I don't really follow the school systems anymore, seeing I don't have any children, so it doesn't really make any... I don't really have an opinion.
Okay. Thank you. And the next yep. one is an organization. Is the Black Lives Matter, or BLM.
Yep.
How do you feel towards the organization from 0 to 100?
Probably about 50. I have mixed...
Okay.
Mixed emotions about, I mean, I'm all for Black rights, but I don't know how it's presented. I'm all that favorable about. I mean, I very much so for Black rights and Black people, but I don't like the way the organization presents things. So I'd say probably somewhere around a 50%. I don't want to present them as a bad thing, but, you know, I don't know if I'm all for how everything is presented from them. So I would say probably around a 50%.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Would you say it's excellent? Would you say it's good? Would you say it's just fair? Or would you say it's poor?
Okay, who are we comparing them with?
It's just your point of view.
It's just my point of view. Because if we're comparing them to overseas, then they're very poor. If we're considering just the general state of things, then I don't think they're as good as they should be, but they're okay. I think overseas they concentrate much more on education and it's a lot more available to people. I think it's there's a price tag on education in the United States, and I don't think there should be. So,
okay.
You know, I feel good. I feel people get a good education, but you have to pay for it.
Okay. I get it. So, I have to click on one of them. So the options are excellent, good,
okay,
just fair, or poor. Any of those that you feel?
I'd say good. I'd say good.
Good. Okay. Next, would you say the public schools or the charter schools do a better job at educating students? Would you say public schools much better, public schools somewhat better, charter schools somewhat better, or charter schools much better?
I don't have a lot of experience with charter schools, but I have recently heard about them. I think from what I understand, they do a better job because they have smaller classes. So I would say charter schools I would be more favorable of.
Okay. So would you say somewhat or much better?
Somewhat. I wouldn't say much better, but somewhat, just because they have smaller classrooms.
Okay. Okay, so some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate of the following topics. There are like five, I think. Yeah, there are five. So please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, or 0 means the public schools do not prepare students at all regarding those topics. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The first topic is become more organized and have a structure.
Life in general or what?
Yeah. Yes, I mean, it's, yeah.
Okay. I'd say maybe 5.
Somewhat. Okay. And the next topic is embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
Huh. That's an odd question. I really don't know about that one.
No, okay.
Yeah, I don't really know that about that one. I don't know how they prepare you for that. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay, sure. No problem.
Okay.
We have an option for that. I mean, if you don't know something,
okay,
just let me know. I have an option for that.
Okay.
The next
okay.
one says, the topic is our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
Yeah, I think they do a fairly good job on that. I would say probably about 7.
7, thank you. The next topic is trustfully understand all of the American history, the good and the bad.
Oh, I would say probably about 5 on that. I think history has been very much so misrepresented.
Okay, thank you. And the next topic is help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
I think we do a fairly good job on that. I'd say probably around 7 on that.
Okay.
Silicon Valley is pretty good.
Okay, thank you. And the next topic, the last one, is provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
Maybe around, I'd say probably around 6.
6.
I don't think I was taught all that well how to do that stuff.
Thank you. We have reached the 72% of the survey that we are about to finish. Would you say that your state spends not enough, spends too much, or spends just about the right amount of public school education?
Not enough.
Not enough. Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT?
I don't know anything about it.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, I think this is just how it says, okay? CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I'd have to say I have no opinion, seeing I don't really understand what CRT is and behind it. I don't really want to give an opinion on that.
Okay. Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools?
That I have heard about, yes. I have heard about them trying to ban books, which I think is totally asinine. And that goes back to cave ages. You know, books are books. They're not going to damage anybody if it's education. I don't believe in banning books.
Thank you. Let me. The options are a lot. The options are a little, and the other option is nothing at all. So, which one do you feel more comfortable with?
Could you repeat the question so that I know?
Oh, sure. The one about the books. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove books that discuss sensitive topics from?
I've read a few. I don't know if I'm fully educated on it, but I have heard. I have read a few articles about it. So I would say probably around 6 on that. Or I know enough about it to make an educated guess.
Okay. Since I have to receive, I think I know what you mean, but since I have to receive the answer from you, would you feel more comfortable with a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I wouldn't say a lot. I'd say a little, if those were the options, yeah.
Thank you.
I don't want to say a lot.
Okay. Thank you so much. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements, okay? Or just three statements. If you don't know, please also let me know. I have an option for that.
Okay.
The first statement says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with this?
Who should not be able to dictate it? The teacher?
It says individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Right. No. A parent shouldn't be able to dictate it, but I don't think a teacher should be able to dictate it either. I think it should be a board.
Okay. So with this statement, would you say you agree or disagree with it?
Disagree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Oh, somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. The next statement says public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you say you agree or disagree with us?
I agree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. I don't think we should be left out. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Please tell me, the next one says, the next statement says, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you agree or disagree with this one?
That can be a tricky topic. I would say I disagree with that. I don't strongly disagree, just mildly disagree. I think there should be some sort of censorship on some
things. Would you say somewhat disagree then?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas. It's just four of them that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you support or oppose. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, the first idea is making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
No, I don't think parents should have control over that, no.
Would you say you oppose or support?
Oppose.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. The next idea says protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
I'm sorry, could you read that once more? I didn't understand it.
Sure, my pleasure. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
If I'm understanding you correctly, I feel that they should be able to teach these things, and they shouldn't be able to be opposed. So they should be able to fight back. Is that what it is? I'm not sure if I'm understanding.
Well, actually, part of the things that I cannot do is explain the statements. I just have to read it if you want to. So if you want to, what I can do is just read it again for you. Would you like me to do that?
Yeah, read it once more. Yeah.
My pleasure. It's totally fine. It says, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to be banned teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Okay, I think I understand it, and I agree they should be able to teach. I agree strongly.
Okay, so would you say you support?
Yes, strongly. Support.
Okay, support strongly. Okay, the next idea, it's short. It says increasing discipline in schools. Would you support or oppose?
I think oppose.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Giving parents the power to better curriculum decisions in their school. Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The last one says adding an ethic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Would you oppose or support?
Adding an ethnic? Is that what it said? Adding?
Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school
sure,
curriculum.
Sure, that would be great. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so would you say you support or oppose?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
I guess I could say strongly on that. I think any type of education is good.
Thank you. Okay, we're about to finish. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
Support.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Sure, strongly, yeah.
Strongly, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next I'm going to read to you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
The first argument is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
I would agree with that a statement, yeah.
Okay, but how convincing do you think is this argument from 0 to 10?
Oh, probably about an 8 or 9, yeah. I think, yeah.
Well, from which one do you feel more comfortable with? With 8
9.
Or 9?
We'll go with a 9.
Okay, thank you. Okay, yeah. The next argument says, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you think is this argument?
A 10.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The last argument says, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school and missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have this conversation in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? The school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing do you think is this argument?
A 10.
A 10. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Okay, I have asked you this already, but if you change your point of view, let me know. The first one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I agree with that.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly, yeah. I don't think you... Yeah.
Thank you.
Strongly. I don't think parents should decide, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And the other one is, the public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Yes, I strongly believe that.
Okay. Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed or studied? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when you get to your category, okay? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college
yes,
graduate.
Yes, that's the last professional certificate.
Okay, thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed? Are you retired? Are you disabled? Are you unemployed? Are you a student? Or are you a homemaker?
I'm self-employed. I don't know what category. Is that just employed?
Oh, okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorce or widow?
Divorced.
Divorced. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And also, do you you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household. Do you have a child who attended public school in the last 10 years?
In the last 10 years, no.
Okay, thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Probably conservative.
Thank you. Would you somewhat, say somewhat,
somewhat
or very?
Somewhat.
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 Okay. Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Never. Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Oh, are they? No, no, we don't follow any religions.
Thank you. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or a classroom aide?
No.
Okay, how would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much for your time and your patience. We really appreciate it. This concludes our survey.
Okay.
Thank you again for all your opinions. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you, Terry. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mama, don't know that it's getting hot.